This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Vermont is not known for its great surfing, but the second best ranked indoor surfer in the world lives in landbound and snowbound Jay Vermont, and she's not even out of high school yet. You can catch her riding the waves in the dead of winter every weekend, which is exactly what VPR's Rick Sangari did a few days ago at the indoor water park at Jay Peak Resort.
Outside Jay Peak at 8:30 in the morning, it's 12 degrees. It's crisp, it's clear, and the parking lot is already filling with people coming to ski and ride. But inside the pump house, it's warm, humid, and there's the roar of the ocean. Well, the Flow Rider. That's where people come to surf inside the pump house. And that's where I go to find 16-year-old Monica Caffrey, a sophomore at North Country Union High School.
I'm a professional indoor surfer, and I compete around the nation.
So how does a kid from Jay, Vermont get into indoor surfing?
So when they first built this place, they had to train the lifeguards somehow to work the Flow Rider the right way. So we had all the pros from all around the world and country come teach the lifeguards, and they caught my cousin and said, why don't you come down to Florida and Alabama to ride with us and compete? And my uncle invited my dad and I to go with them. Over the years of competing, I stepped it up little by little and eventually made it to Worlds.
She's being a bit humble. Monica made it to Worlds after winning 3 national championships. How'd she get started?
It was a great, fun thing to do. Because, like, after school, like in elementary school, my dad picked me up, bring me here and have fun, like have a family bonding time. And then eventually, once the summer hit, my cousins went to more competitions and invited us along for the ride and everything. And I got like 3rd, 2nd, and like my first time getting first both competitions. My cousin's like, yep, you're going to go somewhere with this. So we went to more competitions and won first place. And like, it just became its own thing for me.
Behind this meek rider is Uncle Mike. That's Mike Pappalardo. He's a former professional snowboarder who serves as her coach. Mike was the electrician who wired the pump house as it was being built. He's proud of that, but he's even more proud of his surfing protege.
I watched her develop from her first competition in Waterville, USA, down in Gulf Shores, Alabama. First time we got her on the flow, she did wonderful. She was in the 12 and under category, and she did great. And from there, it's just been history. Monica is the sweetest girl you'll ever meet. She's quiet. She's smart. Her brain is always going. When you ask her to do something, she doesn't give you any back. She just jumps right out there and does it.
And there is a Monica Caffrey signature move.
She has something they call a triple play. So what a triple play is, it's 3 very difficult moves in different directions, very fast, in a rapid fire.
After Sunday's practice, Mike teaches a group of about 10 Jay guests how to surf on the Flow Rider. It's what Monica does on Saturday mornings.
She's a great teacher. I mean, such a young girl, and she's teaching all these young girls, and they have that confidence. And for a young girl, that's a big deal. I'm so proud of her.
So what does it mean to be a pro in the world of indoor surfing?
Professional means being able to do, like, bigger tricks and, like, that kind of stuff. Varials, kickflips, big flips, hard flips, and like different versions of those integrated into each other, and combo tricks, like all those.
But what about the cash?
Depending on what venue you go to, there's a little bit of difference, but like one competition, I won 2nd place in the pro division, got $200, and at nationals, I won like $250. Then in Worlds, for winning 2nd place, I won $500.
Not a Major League Baseball salary, but there is the pro surfer lifestyle.
During the school week, it's a little harder because I'm on the snowboard team at my high school. And then to find time, if I get any time to come up here after that, if my dad's able to and ready to go for that, we'll come up, sit in line like everyone else does, and we'll like say we'll work on this just like one little thing and like go from there.
When she does have to wait in line, usually for 10 or 20 minutes, she's supposed to stay on the Flow Rider for about 30 seconds. Monica admitted to me that sometimes she'll stay on for a minute, maybe even a minute and a half. But Sundays, she's got the Flow Rider to herself and her coach.
I come in for an hour from 8 to 9 so we could focus more on stuff and keep going instead of waiting through the line. We have more better muscle memory of repetition.
And remember, she's a high school sophomore. What do her classmates think about her elite athlete status?
They just give me this surprised look and, like, they don't know what to think because they're like, what is that also? Like, they don't know what it is, really. I'm just this quiet little girl at school, pretty much.
And how do her surfing competitors react to having a shy Vermonter racking up wins in this sport?
I've been in this game for 3-4 years now, so, like, it's not much of, like, a wow factor anymore, but still.
That was pro indoor surfer Monica Caffrey speaking with VPR's Rick Singeri at the Pump House Water Park at Jay Peak. Now, to fund her travel costs for competitions in places like Florida, Abu Dhabi, and the Dominican Republic, Caffrey silk screens and sells her own Flow Dog hats and t-shirts. And she's working on earning her pilot's license with a career ambition of flying for the Vermont Air National Guard.